The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, working with the world's leading broadcasters and equipment suppliers to transform industry standard technologies and workflows.
Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson. Coming up later on the Radio Today programme, we'll hear from Absolute Radio presenters Sarah Champion and Leona Graham, as well as their boss Paul Sylvester, as Absolute 80s prepares to celebrate its 10th birthday. And more memories coming up in David Lloyd's radio moments at the end of the podcast as well, as we remember the arrival of BBC WM, XFM South Wales and Radio Scotland from the BBC. And there's also the departure of a radio legend this week in history as well.
Not off.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Macasso.
But first, Radio Today's founder and managing editor Roy Martin is here, and I know that's what his title is because it says it on his new business cards. Hello, Roy.
Hello, Stu, deputy editor.
You've gone all out with the new branding, I see.
Yeah, it's just one thing at a time. I mean, in the ideal world, you do all this, you get all your branding stuff sorted, and then you launch. But I just launched the logo, and then I thought, need to do some pull-up banners, need to sort the branding out in the office, need to sort out the business cards, need to do this, need to do that. So it's work in progress, and the new hoodies are arriving today, which is great news.
Wow, are we getting mic muffs as well? I'd like a mic muff.
You can have as many mic muffs as you like. So if Logo Mike is listening, any discounts?
Yes. Well, it was nice to see you again for the third time in 3 weeks. This weekend we went to London, to the London Palladium, no less, to see Magic of Christmas and Absolute Radio Live, which was a comedy night. It was a really good day. I had a fantastic time, despite you being there.
That's very nice. I tell you what, I've never laughed so much in ages, mainly because I don't go to many comedy shows. But Frank Skinner hosting a night of comedians just doing their thing so well. It was so funny. It was so funny. I could go on about it, but if you weren't there, you won't understand it,
yeah,
so I won't.
I had tears rolling down my face by the end of it with Dara O'Brien. I just couldn't stop laughing. It was very funny.
He was good. He did lots of jokes about the radio station as well, Absolute Radio, which was nice. Was it an age thing that he finally got old enough to be able to listen to it or something like that?
I think so, yeah. And Frank Skinner was enjoying the audience interaction as well, and saying how when you're on the radio, you don't necessarily see the faces of people to see whether they're laughing. I think he had a line.
I know what you're going to say now.
Yeah, he said, doing radio is like having sex from behind. You can't see their face and you don't know what the reaction is.
And then he said, so he might FaceTime his wife during sex from behind and see the reaction.
Yes. Yeah. No, it was good. It was really, really good. And a well-produced event in the afternoon on with lots of Christmas music. And I know your favourites, Simply Red, were there, and Robbie Williams and Beverly Knight and many more.
Love a bit of Mick. Love a bit of Mick. Not. I think anybody who's worked on an oldies format and had to play Simply Red twice a show is not really a big fan of Simply Red these days. But yeah, they are perfect radio fodder, aren't they?
But no, it was a really, really good event. So thanks to the guys at Bauer for having us. And you're going to hear from some Absolute Radio presenters later in this podcast, as we said, and also the program director, content director, Paul Sylvester as well. We had a little chat with them between the events. Some of the big news going on this week then, Roy, and if you're a fan like me of rhythmic-based music-led services aimed at 15 to 29-year-olds and you live in the kind of Southwest Midlands area, you're in luck.
Why is that, Stuart?
Because Capital is coming to Touch Rugby and Banbury Sound, and it's happening next week.
It's going to Touch Rugby.
Yeah.
That's when commas are important. Yeah, so we knew about this. We kind of guessed. And with everything that was in the public domain, it was hard for Global to deny it, so they just didn't bother. But today they've finally confirmed and announced publicly that, Capital is the brand that's going to replace all the Quidem stations, which they're doing a lot of recently, of course, with the stations in Lancashire and taking over other brands, buying other brands. And it's quicker than we thought. I thought they were going to wait until January, but it's happening like now. By the time you listen to this, it might have already happened. Monday morning, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and so the last local shows, there'll still be a local drive show, won't there, across all of these six stations, but the last kind of branded shows as Touch and Banbury Sound and Rugby FM will be Friday tea time, Friday drive time.
Yeah, and then Capital is coming. Hashtag.
And talking of brand extensions, there was a story in the Times you might have seen over the weekend about the BBC possibly going to launch some new radio stations. We don't know whether they'd just be online only on BBC Sounds or whether they'd be DAB stations. BBC haven't really commented on this officially, but we could get Radio 1 Dance, says this story in the Times, and also Radio 2 80s and 5 Live News, which I know Roy has been campaigning for a while.
I have, yeah. I think the music extensions are just pointless. They should just concentrate on doing what they do best, and that's providing stuff that the commercial radio stations don't. But I think if they went down the avenue of providing a station for news and a station for sport rather than one station doing both, then I think that would be a good thing. I think that's where they should concentrate on expansion. But it was a very speculative piece in the newspaper, and we don't usually copy speculation, but on this particular occasion I think they're onto something. The BBC hasn't denied it, and having spoken to a couple of people, I think there will be something announced about this in the coming weeks. So watch this space, and let's all keep our fingers crossed for 5 News and 5 Sport. Just drop the live. Don't need it. It's all live these days.
Yeah. But these music services, though, I'm guessing that's quite easy to just stick a playlist on BBC Sounds, because they've already got playlists doing specialist music and, you know, individual types of themed playlists. So to have a Radio 1 themed dance playlist and a Radio 2 80s playlist, it's kind of like what Global and Bauer do with their mood playlists anyway on their apps.
Yeah, but even so, it's going to take 15 people to manage one of them due to the unique way they operate. So I think they you know, there's no point. The commercial radio sector's got it covered. We don't need Radio 2 80s. Just crack on with the main station, is what I say.
Well, we could have had a few Radio 1 stations when DAB arrived kind of 15 years ago. I don't know whether you heard this. This is the former Radio 1 controller Andy Parfit, who was on David Lloyd's Conversations podcast in the summer this year. And here he is talking about the genesis of One Extra all those years ago and how things could have been a little different.
Given this new world of the internet and platform, you know, the landscape, and you could broadcast anything. And I thought, well, on DAB or on television multiplexes, why couldn't you have 4 channels? And of course, I'd seen MTV kind of burst into MTV2, MTV Base, and what have you. And I, whether or not it was the right strategic instinct or not, probably not. But I thought, well, we could do 3 or 4 things. We could have Super Specialist Rock Channel, this Radio 1 Rock, we could do Super Specialist Dance Channel, where we could splinter out and offer something much more broad, because that was the way that audiences were going. So I kind of think I made that proposal. I can't remember exactly where, but I remade that proposal, though, where there'd be 4 or 5 Radio 1s at the time. And there was one of them that finally got through all the sort of, like, the strategic and quite proper kind of public service kind of gate. It the gestation of the idea of One Extra was part of something a lot more ambitious.
So we could have had 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, and maybe even 1E, but we just end up with 1A, One Extra.
Yeah, exactly. So there we are. I thought that was interesting to just kind of play you that, just to give you some context of it's not, yeah, not necessarily a new idea that Radio 1 wanted a brand extension all those years ago. Radio 1, meanwhile, had its Teen Awards at the weekend. That was on Sunday night. Now, the last few years that they've done it, I think they've been going about 10 years now, the Teen Awards. And the last few years, they've been at Wembley Arena, a big live show, thousands of people there, broadcast live on Radio 1 and on the Red Button as well. Scaled down, it seems, this year. It was at Television Centre, so a smaller audience in a kind of TV studio, and they didn't broadcast it live. I think it is going to be on the radio and on BBC Two this coming weekend, but a sign of the times maybe at Radio 1 there with a scaling down of their operations. Talking to the BBC, Roy, you were at the BBC Radio Christmas press launch and Christmas party this week.
I do like a Christmas party. Yeah, after the events at the Palladium and then a full day of TechCon, I then got myself over to the Century Club in London and a little party for people who write about radio, which was good. Got chatting to this guy, came up to me, said, what's your name? So I said, Roy from Radio Stations. Oh, I'm James. I said, oh, James, what do you do? And you know what he said?
I know where this is going. Oh, you're useless at knowing who people are, aren't you?
He said, I'm the director of BBC Radio and Music. So that was good. And had a quick chat with one or two other stars and celebs from the world of BBC Radio as well, which was great. And there was some entertainment as well. Trevor Nelson was there. There was also a BBC introducing artist called Maisie Peters. Have you heard of Maisie Peters?
I heard of her. Heard of James Pennell.
New talent. Yeah, you've heard of him. But she was very good. She sang a few songs and a Christmas number as well. So I'm going to look out for her because she was really good. And it all coincides with the launch of the BBC radio programme schedule as well, which there is something for everyone.
You mentioned TechCon. You were there earlier in the day. I know you love a bit of tech. Have you been to TechCon recently?
I used to go when it was part of the radio festival just because it was there and it was nice and convenient. But I've not been in the last couple of years because it got so geeky. I mean, I'm a geek. I don't mind saying so, but you know, some of the stuff that goes on there, it's turning the PPM up to 7, which was one of the jokes of the day, but you know, obviously you didn't think it was funny. Yeah. But David Lloyd, thankfully, has written a blog about the entire day, so I don't have to, and you can read about it. Just search on David Lloyd's Twitter, and you'll see what happened through the day. But no, it was really good. It was really good. It wasn't that geeky. You know, there's lots of stuff that I understand. There was a quiz at the end, as usual, and I'd recommend if you're semi-interested in radio engineering and technical stuff, then you should get a ticket for next year, which hopefully it'll continue.
A couple of presenter announcements this week. There's a new breakfast show on BBC Radio Solent just announced in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, down the road from me, we've got the guys who were on Mid-Mornings are moving to Breakfast, so that is Alan and Lou. Julian Clegg is doing his last programme. He's been there for 76 years on The Breakfast Show. So good luck to Julian in your retirement.
And Joel Ross is coming back. He was on Heart Breakfast in the Northwest, of course, part of JK and Joel back in the day. He's been on looking after his garden for the last few months, but he's going to be back on the radio in January at Rock FM.
He's going to Rock FM in the Rocking Church to do breakfast from Preston for the good people of Lancashire. It's a good look, Joel. And also, talking of the Northwest, Scott Hughes, former of Radio City Drive Time, has got a new gig, I see, from Twitter on Virgin Radio Anthems. What's he going to be doing on Virgin Radio Anthems, Stu?
He's going to do 2 till 6 weekdays and Saturday mornings as well.
Oh, fantastic. We have asked the press office for a quote and a comment about that, and hopefully we'll get a story online soon. See, some people see things on Twitter and then they automatically think, well, why is it not on Radio Today already? But what we do, we see it on Twitter, we contact the people involved for a comment, and then we get the story on, we find a picture, and it takes like 3 weeks for all that to happen. So we are on the case, we're not just ignoring it, and we do stuff like that in the background all the time, don't we? It takes forever sometimes, but we'll get there.
We will. And we like a good radio fail as well here, and you might have heard this has been doing the rounds this week, but not necessarily a fail. It was probably a fail that it got played on the air, but it seems to have been recorded on purpose. This is Nova in Adelaide in Australia, where they broadcast an advert that perhaps shouldn't have gone on the air.
Check out these local gigs, deals and events around Adelaide.
Get your kids' ears pierced at Essential Beauty now for just $42.95. Mutilate those little cunts beyond recognition with double operators and minimum fuss. Book at essentialbeauty.com.au.
Yes. We've all recorded things like that as spoofs in the studio, but they don't normally make it to air. So I don't know why and how that happened, really.
How could that happen? Maybe somebody wrote it for a presenter to voice as a joke, thinking they'd see it and have a laugh about it and then change it. But maybe he just read it. Maybe it was late at night, just read it, banged it out and chopped it up, put it on the radio. Or he just doesn't like kids. He thought he'd call them the C words. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. That was funny.
Yes.
And then there's the ABC television reported on it. They didn't seem that bothered that they used the C word, but they were more bothered that they used the C word to describe children.
Yeah. The offence to it, it doesn't seem to be about the use of the word. It's about the context it's been used in.
And they used the word. They just repeated the word on the TV. I suppose it doesn't matter on TV, but it's the radio words. Although in America, in Australia, don't they use that word like randomly? Is it not a swear word in Australia?
It's got to be a swear word, hasn't it? Surely, otherwise, why has there been a fuss about it? I don't know.
I suppose. Well, it's just not a nice word, is it? But there's more swearing on what we consider swearing on Australian radio, isn't there, than there is in the UK.
And American radio as well. Yeah. We've got lots of events coming up. We're getting into awards season again early next year. The nominations are going to be out on the 15th of January for the ARIAs. And the event itself, just announced, is going to take place on the 4th of March at the London Palladium. We've been there.
Oh, we're going back.
Yes. The IRN Awards entries open next week, the 3rd of December. That's Tuesday. And the ceremony itself is going to be on the 26th of March. Oh, it's the Audio Production Awards this week in London as well, isn't it? Is that Thursday night this week?
Yeah, it's, as we record on Wednesday, it's happening tomorrow night. And we'll have coverage at radiotodaylive.com. If it's Friday, then have a look from all the coverage last night at radiotodaylive.com.
I love what you did there. And Radio Days Europe is gearing up to be a great event. A lot of speakers have been announced, including James Pennell, Roy's new friend. He's going to be there.
James.
We'll be there as well. It's happening at the end of March in Lisbon, which is hopefully going to be very nice and warm and sunny. And it'll be my kind of first foreign holiday in about 12 years. So I'm looking forward to that.
Unbelievable. You've got your passport, haven't you?
Yes, got one at last. Get yourself a ticket for that. Radio Today is one of the media partners for Radio Days Europe, happening in Lisbon in March 2020. We'll see you there, and we'll talk to you next time, Roy.
Indeed. Look, stay listening, because the interview that's about to come up is very good. I don't say this a lot, but you're obviously very good at what you do, which is why you do it and I don't. The interviews, that is. And I was there when Stuart was talking to the upcoming guests. And it's a fantastic interview. So thank you, Stu.
Ah, you're welcome.
Great interview. Everyone, I'm sure, will agree once they've heard it. Keep listening. It's coming up after this ad.
I'm looking forward to my Christmas bonus.
What?
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of the Bionics Studio. Listening, watching, reacting to and learning from every spoken word, caller, tweet and SMS to unmix, unlock and understand your content. The Bionics Studio transforms everything about radio except the way you make it.
It is the Radio Today programme, and we're by the Christmas tree at the London Palladium. And with Paul Sylvester, who's the content director at Absolute Radio, and a couple of his talented presenters, Sarah Champion and Leona Graham, are here. Paul, first of all, let's talk about Absolute Radio 10s, which just went on air last week. It was announced, it appeared within hours.
We kind of got to the point where we didn't want to actually wait until the decade was over before we launched the radio station. And I was, to be honest with you, we kind of thought, well, what's the point in announcing something that people can't hear and losing the momentum? So we announced it at 8 and it was ready to go live. The test transmissions were started. Everything was ready to go. So yeah, we went live at 10 and just decided, I think it was the Thursday we decided we were going to announce and go live all on the same day. Really simple. And actually, it was really nice that Dave at the end of his show could go, right, it's on, go listen.
And the thing that's perhaps a bit different about 10s versus some of your other Absolute Decade stations is you are playing more poppy things and things like Drake, that perhaps that equivalent from the 80s you wouldn't play.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I think if you go to any of our decade stations, there is a broader variety of music that we play on any of those stations. But actually, what's great about 10s is the poppy stuff is the same as the Spice tracks we'd play on any of our other stations. But I think what we want 10s to be is a gateway into the Absolute Radio brand. So Leona's family are already loving Absolute Radio 10s because the kids really love it, because there's enough for them. But actually, there's enough kind of the rock and indie that Absolute's used to playing. So I think, yeah, very much all of these stations should be a gateway into what Absolute is.
And Leona, you managed to fit in three different brands in one day, weekdays, because you're on the main Absolute station, as well as 80s at lunchtime and then classic rock in the evening. So do you change your act and how you kind of are as a presenter with different genres of music?
Yeah, I think I do. I definitely feel like when I'm on that station, I fit into that brand. So I must subconsciously adapt slightly, definitely. Especially in the evening when I'm on classic rock, I'm aware that it's the evening and I'm playing slightly deeper playlist. So on classic rock, I will talk more deeply about the music, whereas I'm on Absolute 80s in the afternoon, it's a much lighter show, it's a bit more upbeat, and it's perhaps referring to the music in a different way.
Sarah, big fan of the 80s, I know you're very excited about the 10th birthday celebrations. What are you doing for the 10th birthday?
We've got lots of surprises in store, but the real thing is the 100 greatest songs of the 80s, which is genuinely really interesting, because I think for certain decades, there are certain songs that you go, oh yeah, that's obviously that's number one for the 70s, say, or the 60s, but with the 80s, because you're covering quite a broad range of music, I don't think there's a clear winner. And I think even between the presenters being asked what our favourite songs are, it's quite telling because we've all picked very different songs. The 80s are a real halcyon decade for music, and I think more than any other station that I've ever been on, the 80s has this real feel-good factor. People associate it with good times. They associate it with, you know, all the glory days of youth where you had none of the real responsibilities but all of the joys. Music, more than any other thing, can take you back to a specific point in your life, I think. And I recently had Martin Kemp and Shirley Kemp in talking about how they got together and how they used to have to send postcards to each other's houses because it was pre-smartphones and pre-pages even. You know, there's something so lovely about the 80s. It's the second station that I listen to at home next to Absolute Radio. If I need a good mood boost, if I need a lift, I go to the 80s every day, twice on Sundays.
It is the best decade.
You can say that because you're on classic rock. You're not on 70s or 90s.
True,
yeah. And Leona, I think coming up next year, it's going to be 20 years since you started at One Golden Square as well, isn't it?
I wasn't going to tell anyone. You're making me go red. Yeah,
sorry.
It is.
That's a kind of landmark milestone for you, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I suppose I wasn't going to tell anyone because, I don't know, I just felt a little bit embarrassed about it, I suppose. It's just been a long time and I just didn't really want to make a big thing of it.
Sorry. But I think it says something for your career because in radio, you know, a long time ago, people stayed at the same station a long time, and we've had breakfast presenters for 30 years at heritage commercial local radio stations. That doesn't happen these days. People move about, they get fired. You've not been fired, so that says a lot about you as a presenter.
Yes, yeah. I've stayed because I've really enjoyed it, and I feel like the station really fits with what I do as a presenter, and I'm just happy to be there, and that's it, really.
And Sarah, I must mention the Border Terrier Radio Club, because I've got a Border Terrier.
And oh my goodness!
You've got two.
Is this
Paddy,
a thing?
Paddy O'Connell has one. Kate Lawler has one.
We do!
Yeah, Ricky Lee has one if he's listening, and Glenn Pinder. There's loads of radio people. I don't know what it is about Border Terriers.
I'm going to need to see photos on your phone now. If you're anything like me, it's your screensaver, so it'll be really, you know. Can I just say, because Leona is terrifically modest, I joined Virgin Radio, as it was back then, 14 years ago. And our boss at the time played me Leona's links and said, sound like her, be like this. And I'm never going to be Leona because there is only one Leona. And I think it's really important that you, you know, that you bring your own sense of self. And I couldn't do that voice. She has the sexiest voice on God's earth. Come on now. But yeah, she's amazing. And I think, you know, she's just universally acknowledged as the queen of rock. There's so much love from the listeners, from us as well. So congratulations on your 20th anniversary.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And back to Paul. As well as some of the things that we've already talked about for the 10th birthday, you're giving away £80,000. You're doing an 80s versus 90s night. And you've got some guy called Paul Gambaccini on your station?
We wanted to make this a real big celebration. Obviously, it comes almost 1 year after we celebrated Absolute Radio's 10th birthday. So we went, okay, well, what can we do that is different this time? So yeah, we're going to give away our biggest amount of money that we've ever given away, which is exciting, which will happen on The Breakfast Show. Bush and Richie are going to do a club night with 80s versus 90s to decide the greatest decade. And yeah, Paul Gambaccini is coming to join us for a week to host a series of special programmes. And I'm really excited about this because Paul's been one of my broadcasting heroes. And the whole series came about because at Absolute, anyone can pitch a documentary series. And then we make these programmes. And Nick pitched this idea of 80s tribes, you know, the kind of subcultures that defined the decade. And we worked through it and I went, this is great, yes, let's make it. We worked through it and we worked out and had a meeting about what the presenter needed to embody and what values. And we needed somebody who was authentic, a broadcaster, a great voice, and somebody who was there. And I think we had this meeting on a Monday after I'd listened to Paul on Radio 2 on a Saturday. And it was as simple as dropping him a couple of emails. We had the conversation. He came in on Friday, recorded the programmes. I've heard a bit of them. They sound as you would imagine a Paul Gambaccini programme to sound. And so, yeah, I'm really excited that some people who will listen to Absolute 80s who maybe haven't heard the station before and understand that this is a really quality, authentic product that really cares about radio and cares about programme making.
Presumably, you've got all these stations of your own that you programme, but this week you're listening to 100% Magic Christmas, yeah? Because we know you love Christmas.
I have been listening to Magic at the Musicals this morning. Unfortunately, it was while Sarah was on, and I was really hoping that...
I didn't want to say anything.
We had you on in the car driving to London, Sarah. It's fine.
Well, you know, you need to check out the competition. I don't think Magic at the Musicals is anywhere. Nobody's going to believe that's competition. It's really good. I mean, I think it's another example of Bauer trying to do something different and trying to be bold and launch new products and being that digital radio kind of arena and space. And, you know, the success of Magic Chilled and Mellow Magic. I know that Tony and Sheena and everyone were kind of plotting this one. And again, it was kind of put on the radio on Thursday. Sounds great already. And I know they've got really big plans for it. So yes, we listen to Absolute Tens, but we're allowed a bit of space to listen to musicals.
Congratulations again, Leona, and thank apologies you. For
no,
embarrassing
no, no,
you.
No.
Thank you.
Let me find the pictures of my dog now.
Yes, please. Let's.
Still to come on the Radio Today programme, David Lloyd is here with more radio moments. If you have got a special Christmas OB coming up, though, and you're still trying to work out the technicals of how you're going to make it happen, then this might be of use to you. You should try something called Clean Feed. It's great for OBs. It's great for doing interviews with guests, maybe co-hosting a show from somewhere different to normal, or recording a podcast with a load of guests in different places. Clean Feed has been designed for radio people and for podcasters. It's really simple to use and connect in live quality audio just using a browser. You can even record within it as well. Clean Feed won't cost you anything to get started. There's a completely free version. It'll just take you a few seconds to sign up and get going with your first live interview, recording, or that special OB from Santa's Grotto. Find out more at cleanfeed.net. Radio Moments,
David Lloyd. Brand changes are nothing new, even on BBC local radio. Listen to this from this week 38 years ago.
And now I'm very sorry to say that BBC Radio Birmingham is closing down. Yes, we're closing down, and we're closing down for good. But tomorrow, Radio WM takes to the airwaves with all your favourite programmes and presenters. And, of course, it'll be louder and better than ever. That's Radio WM, the sound of local radio for the 1980s, in tune with the West Midlands, from 6:30 tomorrow morning, with Alan Dedicote bringing you all the news and, of course, lots of information as well. Radio
WM. It was all a bit odd. One day we were Radio Birmingham, the next we were Radio WM. Radio WM! And that American call sign kind of thing was brand new to British radio. Nobody really understood it. Whenever they said WM, they always added the words West Midlands. But it felt like we were pioneering. You're a part of it, we're a part of it. When you listen to us, that's just the start of it. Let's get closer together.
The start of BBC WM this week in 1981. Another station which was to change its name in due course was this one.
As the great man said, this is my truth, tell me yours. Let this music speed through the geography, crisscross the rain-ravaged rivers and wild winds of our tiny, massive country. This is a liberation transmission. This music welcomes all skins, all voices, all languages. For music bridges all divides. This new comfort in sound, this new beginning. So God show me magic. Thank the Lord we're Welsh. Creation, inspiration, a new generation. Maybe tomorrow, the local boys and girls of the future will make their own design for life.
Do check out that whole launch, actually. It's beautifully done. XFM launching in South Wales this week in 2007. It's now Nation Radio. From Wales to Scotland, which at last got its fully fledged national BBC station this week in 1978.
Well, this is a gala night for radio. In fact, a new era of broadcasting in Scotland started today with the birth of Scotland's first national radio station, the new Radio Scotland on 370 metres and VHF. And tonight, here in the arena of Glasgow's Kelvin Hall, we celebrate our opening night.
You could almost get anything on Radio Scotland at the time because it was all new. And so we got things like Beat the Band on the air, which I don't think you'd get on now. It was a four-piece band. Somebody would phone up and say, I want to beat the band. Can they play this? Give a title. If the band could play it, and they would play, if they couldn't play it, they would play something that sounded like the title or make a pun on the title or something like that. If they couldn't play it, the punter had to sing the song, and then they won a tiny prize. It wasn't worth winning at all.
Well, now, here's our first contestant.
Now for a few in-jokes.
Yes, to beat the band, first contestant to beat the band is Eric Cowley.
Hi, Eric Cowley,
went to
school.
Hello, Eric.
Sorry, Tony.
Hello. I used to know your brother, Morris Cowley.
He died a few years ago.
Oh, yes, so he's not in production anymore.
No.
Eric, where are you calling us from?
I am calling from Crockford, actually. The song is the Difference the Navy Has Made to Me.
The Difference Mavis Made to Me?
Well, the Navy's Made.
The Navy.
The Navy.
Oh, sorry.
The nice girls love us.
The start of Radio Scotland, which had just been Radio 4 opt-outs until this week, 41 years ago. Alan Freeman's voice was one of radio's most distinctive. Heard on the Light programme, Radio 1 and 2, Capital and Virgin, Alan died this week 13 years ago.
And I think you can say the very same of Barclay James Harvest.
I'm extremely lucky. I started in 1952 back in Tasmania. I did a year there to get some experience. Then I came back to the mainland and joined a station called 3KZ.
Yeah.
Brighter Broadcasting Service, where I worked for 4 years. I was then 29, and I thought, if I'm going to see the other side of the world, I really better start thinking about seriously about doing it now, because if I don't, I probably will settle into middle age and stay here and never get outside of Melbourne. So, of course, I made the trip with no prospects whatsoever.
And when you came to England, of course, you really became one of the famous disc jockeys. There were only really about three or four famous disc jockeys.
Yes, Pete Murray, David Jacobs, Jimmy Savile, and me. We were called the Big Four.
And how many more years do you think you could go on? Like another 30?
Well, I'm a great believer in you retire when they screw you down.
I'm sorry? And what does that mean exactly?
And put you in the earth or in the incinerator.
Oh,
and until then, you keep going. As I've now been going 45 years, Stephen.
Yeah.
And they haven't found that as yet.
But you see, your style is copied, but there's only one Fluff Freeman.
And after a few spins, lots of magic there from Lindisfarne, and it's called All Fall Down. And it's Big of the Pops now with Archie Bell and the Drells.
Alan Freeman, who died this week in 2006. Radio 1 and Radio 2 used to share some programming.
On Radio 1.
Radio 1 and 2 on this Wednesday afternoon. Good afternoon to you all.
This week, in 1977, the networks prepared to split their afternoons at last.
This is Wednesday afternoon, and you're listening to Ed Stewart on Radios 1 and 2. And, of course, next week, Tony Blackburn and David Hamilton will be going their separate ways. Tony on Radio 1 and David Hamilton on Radio 2. So these last days of joint broadcasting just slip sliding away. Three more days to go. Today, Thursday and Friday, and then it's each for each other.
No more Everybody. Shared afternoon programmes on Radio 1 and 2 after this week, 42 years ago. I wonder how today's Radio 1 listeners would react to Steve Wright. So, with Ralph Bernard resigning from GCAP 12 years ago...
It became too difficult to carry on for me. I wasn't enjoying it. Internally, I was fighting battles the whole time.
The death of the World at One's Nick Clark 12 years ago.
Welcome to Tring in Hertfordshire, sometimes said to be further from the sea than any town in England.
The end of The Voice of Peace 26 years ago.
From somewhere in the Mediterranean. Peace, love, and good music. The Voice of Peace is your voice. 24 hours a day.
And a fascinating report published this week 26 years ago by the Henley Centre, commissioned by radio's regulator and its trade body. It argued that transferring Radio 1 to the commercial sector would have a negative impact on existing commercial stations, particularly Virgin and Atlantic. It said a privatised Radio 1 would be immensely profitable, generating £53 million in revenue, but the total radio revenue cake would only grow by £22 million. Hold those thoughts, everything comes full circle in the end. Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Thank you, David and Roy, and my guests Paul Sylvester, Sarah Champion and Leona Graham this week. And to you for listening every single week. as you do so kindly. Next week, I think it's Roundtable Week.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Nick Hassel.